smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Incentivise goes for home, 250 out. Incentivise races clear. Two lengths in front of Persan, Great House, Nonconformist, Montefilia, followed by Chapada. But Incentivise is coming away. Four lengths in front. And Incentivise, what a star, won the Caulfield Cup from Nonconformist. Dead heat third, Persan or Montefilia.
What a star indeed. And, well, we sat back and we spoke to Bruce McAvaney on Friday and just mused about just how good this horse could be. And he put all the questions to bed on Saturday. It was one of the more outstanding performances that we've seen in recent times. Steve Tregay is a part owner. He was a sole owner and breeder and trainer at one stage. But now he would have sat back there in Queensland and watched it as a very proud man, I would have thought, and he's been good enough to join us. Welcome, Steve.
Yeah, morning. Gary, is it, or Tim? Which one have we got?
Yeah, I'm Gary. Tim's also here with us. We just wanted to congratulate you. What about that? Could you believe what was unfolding in front of you?
Yeah, I suppose you have to believe it, don't you, when he's been doing it time after time. It gets a bit hard to believe that he can keep winning, because all horses do get beaten at some stage, but hasn't happened to him yet, has it?
No, it has not. And, I mean, the story was so well told that you had him up there and he won his maiden race, and then every race since he just got better and better and better. Did you think that this he was capable of getting here? And if so, when did the sort of penny drop?
Probably when he won that 1,800 metre race at Eagle Farm on the back of an easy win in Toowoomba, and he just strolled away from them. So, you know you've got a pretty handy horse at that stage.
And when you get Bray Sokolsky, who's one of the big horse owners in this country, knocking on your door or picking up the phone and asking if you want to sell half, you must have a pretty good idea that the good judges think he's okay.
Yeah, I didn't worry so much about it the first place. Obviously, there's a lot of people who were interested in, wanted him, but Bray rang originally and I wasn't interested in selling at that stage, but a couple of weeks later, he got serious and got Peter involved and he'd won another race, I think, by then. And so we sort of realised he was going to probably have to be down there where the better races are. So that's about the stage it got serious.
Was it just too good offer to refuse, Steve, in the end?
Oh, no, it was one of those things where, you know, you don't really like to sell a horse that you've developed all the way through. But, you have to be realistic. I've got a farm to look after and we've got 12 or 13 horses in work, and doesn't really suit me to be that far away from home. So it was just one of those arrangements.
Hey, Steve, did you ever think it had the potential to win the Caulfield Cup and potentially go on and win the Melbourne Cup as well?
No, you never think that, because most times it doesn't happen. You just take one race at a time and see how you go. But obviously, he was always going to be a stayer and nothing else. He looked like a stayer. We always thought he'd make a nice stayer at some stage if he kept on progressing. But he was very immature for a long time. So it was a question of just having to keep persevering with him, preparation after preparation, until he was ready to be asked to do something. But you never think that they're going to be Group 1 horses. I mean, it just normally doesn't happen. The odds are very slim.
Steve, tell us about Eddie Hayson. Now, he's a well-known gambling identity, former brothel owner up there in Sydney. Has he had a little role to play in this?
Oh, it's been written about a bit that he owned the mother, and the mother was sold as a yearling through the Eureka Stud Draft, and we were selling yearlings at the time, and we were further down the lane than they were, and every time I went past, I saw this beautiful Iglesia filly, and he must have bought her through Gay Waterhouse or been involved in her somewhere, but I don't know an awful lot about it, except that things went belly up for him, and he had sold a lot of horses through a sale 2 years later after that mare contracted EI, and I bought her through that sale as a three-year-old sort of maiden mare, and she'd only had a couple of starts, but she'd been a terrific brood mare. She's produced 4 stakes winners and had 10 foals in a row, but I don't know how much Eddie Hayson had to do with that, but he was certainly must have been the instigator.
Hey, now you watched the race in the lounge room in Toowoomba, so obviously for the reasons you couldn't get here, but there was a lot of debate about what was going to happen at the start of this race. He drew the widest barrier and whether he'd push forward, and I think in the end he's just bomb-proof the way that he ran, and he sat outside as he went around the first turn and then eventually settled, and then when 900 metres from home he pushed the button and away he went again. I mean, it must give you great comfort when you know you've got a horse that can win from anywhere.
Well, he's a horse that has done that in his early couple of starts. We have already ridden him back because we like to teach him to settle in any race, any distance, really. So that's the way we work our horses, and that's what we do with them in the first few starts. We don't worry about trying to turn them into speedsters, particularly if they look like he did, which was only a stayer. So the whole focus of our exercise at that stage was just to get him to relax in the run, and he finished his first couple of races off pretty well. But he's always been a horse that's nonplussed about most things, and he just does know how to relax. He's just one of those horses that doesn't get over excited about anything too much.
Hey, Steve, have we seen the best of him yet?
I don't really know. I mean, he has beaten the good horses in the Turnbull, and that was probably his biggest test. I think you could probably argue that wasn't the greatest Caulfield Cup field we've seen on Saturday, so probably the Turnbull might be his best win. But yeah, I mean, he just don't know how far they can go. He's got he's gone as far as we could have hoped he would ever go, and if he never does anymore, well, that won't be the end of the world. We sort of just take each one along, but I don't know. He doesn't worry about too much, and that's his greatest asset.
Got any more other? You got any other stars in the front or the back paddock there?
No, actually, no. We just never know. Some of them are unfashionably bred, and they can come from anywhere. I mean, you just go through the process with the young horses and see which ones look all right. But yeah, we've got a few nice horses, but there's nothing I could put my finger on and say it's going to be a superstar. Probably I'm looking at one right now, which is a half-sister to Incentivise with the Spirit of Boom, filly Honour, and she's just about to be looked at by the vet to go back to Spirit of Boom this week. So that might be one, but, you know, so who knows.
Oh, just keep us in mind if you want to sell half somewhere along the line there, Steve. Cox Plate this weekend, heading towards the Cup. You'll get a weight penalty today of some sort. Are you confident he'll get the 2 miles?
Look, all I can say is that he's given every indication he'll stay, even though he's not bred to stay. And funnily enough, he's not an overly robust horse and not a huge doer. But as he gets into his prep, he does seem to do better. Or he did last time, at least when he was here. So, you know, I mean, he's given every indication. We've always thought that he was going to be a stayer and nothing else. So it's just a question of lining him up and having a go, I suppose.
It's exciting, Steve. We can't wait. It's had a massive impact here in Melbourne, this horse. Everyone's talking about it today. So congratulations and good luck for the Melbourne Cup in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, thanks very much, fellas. Yeah, it's great.
Good on you. Steve Tregay, up here in Queensland, owned the horse, bred the horse, trained the horse, and now he's a half owner of, if not the most exciting horse in the country, in the top couple.
I never know whether you're being serious with me or not, but you sent me a text over the weekend. You said you've got a ticker determiner man, and that is somebody that actually tests the size of the horse's heart. You said that Incentivise had a heart 35% bigger than the average horse. Is that right, or were you just making that up?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay. All right. I've told a few people since you sent that text message to me. I said that you ran that special equipment.
How would I get to Incentivise?
Well, I don't know. You know a lot of different people, and you tell me these things, and sometimes I just take them as gospel. So it hasn't got a heart 35% bigger than the average horse.
Well, it may have. I don't know that to be fact. I 100% made that up.
Okay. Tim. Did you ever invent that machine that can test that?
That is a true machine.
Oh, that's a true machine.
No,
okay.
Did you invent it
like you said or not?
I told you the story. They ran it past Rock Stardom, the horse that we owned, the half a hoof of, and said it was the biggest heart of any horse he'd ever seen. So we thought we were on a – that was the Maccabi Diva Cup. We thought we were on a good thing. Anyway, good on him. Steve's doesn't sound like he's going to get too over the top. He's just sitting back, enjoying it, and he sold half the horse, and it's gone down to Peter Moody, and now it's won three Group 1s on the bounce, and it's running as the red-hot favourite in the Melbourne Cup. I reckon life's pretty good for him up there in Toowoomba.
I think so, but it'd be bittersweet. Like, you got your 600,000 and you put that in the bank. But I think the thrill, like anyone that gets involved in racehorsing, would be the thrill of it, getting to the track and then winning a big, big race like that. You'd still want to be in the owner's book, would you not?
Oh, he is still in the owner's book.
Is he?
Yeah, he owns half of it. Still.
He still owns half of it. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, he still owns half. So he's getting the best of both worlds. He's put a little bit in the bank, and now he's sitting back just watching it run around and winning these multi-million-dollar Group 1 races. So the bank account's going very nicely for him. Golf, the CJ Cup in Las Vegas, live as we speak. Adam Scott was in contention. He's played six holes. He's at 19 under, four off the pace. Ricky Fowler leads from Robert Streb, Colin Morikawa and Rory McIlroy at 20 under. So he's got a two-shot lead. One of our great listeners said that his mate got it at 268 to 1, I think he said. Or is it 268 to 1?
Something like that, yeah.
Ricky Fowler. So good luck to him. Hey, Gary Ayres is going to join us a little bit later in the program as well. He's going to talk about the Hawthorn Footy Club. So there's a little bit of manoeuvrings going on. And from a board point of view, there's not much happening in the footy world, but all the boards seem to have been fired up.
Yeah.
Grant Thomas and Jerry Ryan are now making noise about St Kilda. And Larry Benge, who's the dentist or the dental technician, or that's probably selling him short, he wants to be a board member. And Grant Thomas has said, I'll be watching very carefully. If he's not taken seriously or respected, I'll definitely think deeply about my next step. I've got one good fight left in me, and I'm happy to use it for the St Kilda cause.
Is that a threat?
Sounds like it.
That sounds like not even a veiled threat, that one. And I want to ask you a question or two about Jordan DeGoey and what he's doing over in the States at the moment too. Can we have a chat about that?
My word, he looks absolutely fantastic.
Unbelievable.
He's criticised in the past for not getting himself in great shape or getting out of shape over summer, but he looked in ripping shape over there.
Well, that's exactly what all the Collingwood fans would love to see. Like a fitter than ever Jordan DeGoey. Because we know he's got talent. We know he's got talent.
Two words, Wisp. Penny dropped.
Penny dropped. Do you think it has?
I think it has.
It drops at different stages of people's lives, doesn't it?
My word, it does.
What age were you when the penny dropped, did you think?
14. Get exclusive trainer insights on
you're a bit late developing, you were. 10.
You'd played 100 games, I think. Join the Vic Hustler, the six-horse racing. Go to trl.net. News headlines.